you ever, sometimes a man will go up to his employer and say something, hoping to get a gift or on Christmas, and might greet him with,
"Well, if you have something for me, I can give him all the pleasures I have. Compliment him as best to the highest.
Uh-huh.
If I have something to give him, he's supposed to compliment me, thank me."
But sometimes you might say something hoping that they might give you something. You might say,
"Well, I got a lot of friends, and I'm not looking for all of them coming to present something to me."
But have you ever heard the phrase Christmas gift, a Christmas box, as kind of a greeting?
"Well, every Christmas up here since I've been here, I got a greeting from the office.
Mm-hmm.
A package of Chesterfield cigarettes.
Mm-hmm.
Every Christmas.
Mm-hmm.
And when I come to the office, I don't know, it comes from the office. And when I come down to the office, I say, 'Well, thank you. Now come presents.'
Mm-hmm.
Well, I don't know whether something later, but when they send something from the main office upstairs,
mm-hmm.
I know it comes from them in the main office up there.
Mm-hmm.
And I see I can't think of the new man name up there, when Mr. Poe is here. Tell him, say, 'Well, Mr. Poe, you got my Christmas tree. I thank you.' And all the maids and things around there do them the same way."
But have you ever heard somebody go up to somebody and say Christmas gift like they would Merry Christmas?
"Well, if I had something to give them, I'd say Christmas gift.
But would they ever come to you and say Christmas gift as, and you're supposed to give them something? Have you ever heard that used that way? Say an employee would go up to his boss and say Christmas gift, and then the employer would have to give him a gift.
"Well, I may say Christmas gift, but I never have been on the hand but big like that."
Mm-hmm.
I'm telling you the truth.
But have you ever heard people do that?
I've heard them do that.
But what? Is
it? Some of them big now. They'll come up there, give a cigarette, and give a cigarette to that and over there. "Oh, you didn't give me a package." I stay up all day long before I do that, old as I am.
Okay.
I make my own cigarette, yet still, girls up there nice enough, give me a cigarette.
Mm-hmm.
I went up there when I went back 5 o'clock this morning. Girl said, "Robin, here." But again, thank you. Brand new pack, never been over.
Hmm.
Of course, I got dealer. I got to make me some.
Mm-hmm.
And I make me 2-3 packs that day, 2-3 days.
Mm-hmm.
I get my tobacco in the office.
Mm-hmm.
Now up there, them fellas ask for tobacco. They can't get but one packet. That's when the nurse up there, the head nurse.
Mm-hmm.
But I get mine, I come down the office and get mine.
Hmm.
They're nice to me.
Yeah. What do you say on the 1st of January as a greeting? You might say, "Happy
New Year."
Okay. Anything you might say by the way of appreciation besides thank you? You might say, I'm much of whom to you? I'm much obliged?
Much obliged to you.
Okay. If you are not sure whether you'll have time or not, you say, "I think I'll have time.
I think I'll have time."
Okay. I have to go downtown to do some
shopping.
You made a purchase and the storekeeper took a piece of paper and did what to it?
Wrapped it.
Okay, and when you get home you
unwrap it.
Okay. If you had to sell something for less than you paid for it, you'd say, "I had to sell it at a..."
Well,
if you bought a house for $5,000 and had to sell it for $3,000, you'd say, "I had to sell it at a loss."
"Well, that'd be all I could get out of it." I'd say, "Well, I have to sell it for that. I can't get the price I paid for it."
But you had to sell it at a
low price.
Okay, or a loss, or at cost, or below cost.
Mm-hmm.
You admire something but don't have enough money to buy it. You say, "I like it, but it... I like that thing, but it just costs
too much. Haven't got the money to buy it with."
Okay.